Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
I want to thank Isaiah for that warm, wonderful introduction and for being such a loving and cheerful grandson who's so willing and eager to learn and be able to grow up to be the best that he can be. And, hey, welcome to Home-Based Business 101. Been away for a while, but we're back and excited and ready to really kick some things up, stir some things up, and really help you as we go into this new year. We're approaching the end of the first quarter of the new year, and, you know, we really want to share this opportunity with you. What opportunity I'm talking about? I'm talking about opportunity that's sweeping the nation, and it's called ZAMZU. You probably say, well, what is ZAMZU? Well, what was Yahoo? What was Google? But, you know, I'm not going to get ahead of myself. You know, today's show is entitled, How to Get Paid for Something You Already Do. Get paid for what you already do. Get paid for what you already do. We're going to get into that today, about how to get paid from something that you already do. Yes, get paid to do what you already do, and we want to show you how. Well, ZAMZU is sweeping across this country, and it's taking off in record storm. You see, what is ZAMZU? Well, ZAMZU is an e-commerce business that allows you, that's right, allows you to get paid off of people shopping. That's something people already do. And not only shopping, but shopping in stores that they're already familiar with. We're able to do throughout ZAMZU business opportunity is to be able to bless people with a free ZAMZU shopping mall with over 700 stores, retail stores, and several featured stores that people can go in and shop at and get products that they normally would buy anyway. But now they'll get cash back, and you will get commissions. That's right. They'll get cash back, and you will get a commission check by just simply pointing people in the right direction to go to Walmart that they're already going to, but showing them how to go to Walmart online through their own mall. Right now, when they go to Walmart and they go in the store, they don't get any cash back. They get their product, but they don't get any cash back. So, if they're going to shop at Walmart anyway, let's show them how to get cash back. If they're going to shop at Best Buy anyway, let's show them how to get cash back. If they're going to shop at Target anyway, let's show them how to get cash back. Then we got some stores, we got some stores that's just out of sight. Restaurant.com. Restaurant.com, what that enables people to do is they get gift certificates to eat at their favorite restaurants, restaurants of their choice. A $25 gift certificate for $10, but sometimes they have specials. Like last week, I was able to buy me some $25 gift certificates for $2. That's right. You heard me right. $2. $2. $2 for $25 gift certificate. I go into a restaurant. I order $25 worth of food with that coupon, but I only pay $2 for that coupon. So, you know, so what we're doing is we're doing what's called taking it to the next level. Taking it to the next level. And that's what you got to envision as you want to get involved with business. What ZAMZU is, it is the ultimate of ultimates. It is the ultimate MLM mall. Why sell one product when you can sell them all? Hear what I said? Why sell one product when you can sell them all? If you like skincare, we got skincare stores. And not only just stores, but great stores. You like health and nutrition, we got juice stores. You like vitamins and vitamin pills and supplements, we got those. So we got the health, the wellness industry, we got skincare, we got clothing. Hey, we got one of my favorite stores that I use, inkplustoner.com, where I go in and I get my ink cartridges for my printer. When I get my ink cartridges for my printer, I get cash back, I get free shipping, I get no sales tax, and because I'm a site owner, I also get a commission on it. So these are, you know, just some of the highlights of this whole ZAMZOO business opportunity that's sweeping the nation. And what I want to do now at this point is I want to play a little something for you called Take It to the Next Level. See, because whatever you're going to do, you know, we hope that you get involved with what we're doing. But even if you don't, you got to take whatever it is you want to do to the next level. And if you listen to this tape called Take It to the Next Level, to give you some ideas about how to take whatever it is you want to do to the next level. So let's sit back and listen to this, and then I'm going to critique it afterwards.
Now, I've talked about how I do coaching, and I've given an example of one of my favorite client interactions and the great things that he did and what we can all learn from him. Now let's talk about peer coaching. I'm frequently interviewed in the business press, and I'm often asked a question, what is the future of coaching, or what is the future of executive coaching? My answer is peer coaching. I think peer coaching is the wave of the future. I love the idea of peer coaching. I have PhD students doing research on peer coaching. One of my students, a man named Andrew Thornt, fantastic job of studying peer coaching, and so far, the results in positive behavioral change for people who have peer coaches are just about as good as the results for people that have fancy executive coaches. And what I like about this peer coaching is it's scalable. It's scalable. It's something that can be done with thousands of people. Now, let me talk about how you can use this process to coach others and to get better. I'll talk about, for example, peer coaching. Here's how we teach people to do peer coaching, and you can also do it with your direct reports. Are you ready? Look in the face of that other person. Look in their eyes. Here's how peer coaching works. Are you ready? Gary and Darren. Here's the way it would work. Darren says, Gary, here's what I want to get better at. As judged by whom? Here's what you do. You go back to work and say, I want to get better at this. Be a better listener, say. You involve all these people, and just very quickly, just a matter of a second, I want to be a great listener. Give me ideas. They all give you ideas. What do you say? Then, once a month, you talk to Gary. Gary says, I want to be better at recognition. He gets ideas. Thank you. He makes a list. You talk to him, and he says, here's what I learned. Here's what I'm doing. You give him ideas to execute. You repeat the role. You give him ideas. We've been doing this with two PhD dissertations. The results have been spectacular. People are improving just as much as people that have fancy executive coaches. When does it fail? We've also started learning when it fails. Guilt and shame. He forgets to call you, he doesn't follow up, you know, then you make him feel bad, you know, then he just, you know, yeah, and you know, same thing, you know, then he just blows away, right? No guilt, no shame. Positive, supportive. If he does something good, say something good. If he does something bad, just say, let's try next month. And what I like about this, it doesn't suck up hours every time. The other thing is positive. It doesn't feel punitive or painful or like you're beating people up. The other thing I love about this process, let's say, Sue, you're Monty's boss. Monty needs to have better relationships with his team. You say, Monty, here's the team members. Here's the behavior. Follow up with these people. What are you learning? You help him. Only this takes you out of that role playing God or judge. Now helping him get better, not just as judged by you, as judged by everyone around him. Make sense to you? And in my own coaching process, I don't get paid if my clients don't get better. Better is not judged by me. Better is not judged by my clients. Better is judged by everyone around my clients. There's a good way to test if someone believes what they're teaching. You ask them one question. Want to bet on it? They say, I believe it, but I wouldn't bet on it. They don't believe it. They say, here's the money. They believe it. I bet on this every time. So this is stuff that does work. If you qualify your clients right, they follow up with the process, you take it seriously, this stuff works great. Well, how does the peer coaching work? The peer coaching is going to just be an extension of everything we've discussed so far. Feed forward, the coaching process, only done in a two-way dialogue with a peer. How does it work? Let's assume that I am your peer coach. You are my peer coach. First, you will need to get some feedback from either direct reports, which could be confidential feedback, from your manager, could be indirect feedback. It really doesn't matter. You just need to come up with, here is an important behavior to change. Now, let me stop and cover something I haven't discussed so far. I'm sometimes asked a question, well, what if a person picks the wrong behavior? That would be a disaster. it's really not as bad as you might think. Let me explain why. Sarah, research shows that if you get better at pretty much any behavior, you get better as an overall leader. Sort of counterintuitive. What if a person picked the wrong behavior? You'd think, well, this wouldn't help them at all. Here's why that philosophy would not be correct. Let's say I need to become a better listener, yet I pick innovation. Well, as long as I go back and talk to all my coworkers and I say, I want to be more innovative, give me ideas for the future, do you know what they're going to tend to say? Why don't you listen more? Why don't you be more open-minded? Why don't you encourage input? Even if I pick the wrong behavior, as long as I engage in this follow-up process, they're going to tend to push me in the right direction anyway. Now, back to peer coaching. You talk to your peer coach talks to you, and the first question is, all right, let's establish two rules as peer coaches. Number one, what do you want to get better at? And number two, as judged by whom? Your role as a peer coach is not to evaluate the person, put the person down, make the person feel bad. Your role is to be positive and supportive, to focus on the future, to be honest, to give specific ideas, and to try to get better yourself. So you agree with your peer coach. Here's what I want to get better at. Here's as judged by whom. The peer says, here's what I want to get better at, as judged by whom. And you both make a contract. Your job is to help each other get better at what you choose, as judged by the people you choose. And again, the key motivation for change doesn't come from the coach anyway. It comes from that person being coached. What happens? The person you're coaching does exactly what I've just described. Involved each of their key stakeholders in a feed-forward process and says, here's what I get better at, give me ideas. Collects these ideas from all key stakeholders. You do the same thing. You collect these ideas from all your key stakeholders. Then about once a month, you have a dialogue that sounds like this. Who did you talk to? What did you learn? What are you going to do about it? And then if I'm the peer coach, I'd say, now as your peer coach, here are my suggestions for execution. Here's some ideas I have that might really help you execute. The other person comes back and says, okay, great. Here's some ideas, too, to help you execute. I say thank you. The other person says thank you. Follow-up, follow-up, follow-up measurement, follow-up, follow-up, follow-up measurement. If you look in your workbook at some of the results we've achieved from peer coaching, you see they are fantastic. And what I love about peer coaching is it's a scalable process you can teach to thousands of people. And also, I'm going to talk about coaching as a manager next. Here's how peer coaching can help you. I asked lots of managers, do you feel busier today than you've ever felt before? They all say, yes, I'm busier than ever. Well, if your team has, say, 20 people, assign 10 peer coaching pairs and have them help each other. That way you can still be a coach as a manager, but you don't have to be the only coach. You don't have to do everything. And in many ways, they may be able to help each other more than you can help them. Have them reach out and help each other in this peer coaching idea. Have them reach out, work with each other, and help each other as peers, and you might get just as good, if not better, results as an involvement you would make as their manager.
Okay. That was a short clip on peer coaching. And why did I play that? Because if you're going to be involved in what's called network marketing, relationship marketing, or people say multi-level marketing, it's ultimately about building a team. And again, you know, I gave you some highlights on what we market and the products that we have. But you ultimately have to build a team. And without a team, you know, you can have the greatest products, you can have the greatest distribution system, but you're stuck. And so as you build a team, one of the things about team management, as the gentleman shared, is that if you use the concept of peer coaching, where you partner people on your team off with one another, they're able to help one another, as opposed to you being, as I call, the ultimate upline. What is the ultimate upline? Is the person that everybody looks to for all of the answers. Well, you know, that system doesn't, to me, work that well, because when you build a big downline, you're not going to be able to get to every individual person and give them the quality time that you would like. So usually people say, well, you know, you work with your winners, or you work with this group, or you work with that. Well, somebody's going to get slighted. But if you match people up and help them through this process of peer coaching, you can build stronger teams, is because now as peers, we can support and help each other. One of the people on my team, Monticello Mitchell, we always bouncing ideas off of each other and helping each other improve in what we do. So, you know, we've been involved in business for a long time together. And, you know, so what things that we're working on now is through our team development is to begin to start implementing this whole concept of peer coaching and helping people on the team coach each other through. And as he said, always keep it positive. No one wants to be beat up. No one wants to be depressed, turned off, or turned down. So just think about that, you know, again, and this is something you can apply to whatever it is that you're doing out there. If you're building your own, again, home-based business network, whether it's in ZAMZOO or whether it's in, you know, some other industry. Again, this show is Home-Based Business 101, and we have a particular focus in a particular product and a particular business that we market and a particular model that we follow. The principles that we share, you can apply them to any business. And so I wanted to share that with you this morning so you can get a concept and an idea of understanding peer coaching and also understand that if you get involved with us in terms of a business, that you're not going to be left alone. That, you know, we're going to work with you, and then at the same time, we're going to help you match up with a peer that can help you increase your productivity and be able to win in the situation that we are involved in. Now, let's go back again here and share a little bit more about ZAMZOO. Again, this is ZAMZOO. What you can do is if you go to the homepage on here on this show on blogtalkradio.com/homebasedbusiness101, you'll see a website that you can click called www.zamzoo.biz/movementsunlimited. And that will take you to our landing page where there's three different videos on that shares information about the ZAMZOO business opportunity. So we have two aspects of the business is that basically one aspect of the business is becoming a site owner. When we say site owner, what that means is that now you own a site in which people can go and click and get a free mall and go shopping on that mall and get cash back and you get commission. Also, besides on the e-commerce shopping side, we also have an e-commerce travel side, in which people that need to travel, book a hotel, rent a car, get a flight, go on a cruise, plan a vacation, they can do all of that, get their passport, get their visa. They can do all of that on your travel site, and they get a confirmation, and you get a commission. So that's what it means to be a site owner. Now, on the ZAMZOO business side, in terms of, you know, owning a site, you make more money by not just being a site owner and people shopping and getting cash back, but also by being able to sell sites. It's sort of like this. You can own a hot dog stand, and you're going to make so much money off of owning that hot dog stand with people buying hot dogs, but you make more money selling hot dog stands. And so what we do, besides owning a site in which we're able to service ourselves, in our clientele, we also sell sites, and that's where, you know, part of the lucrative side of this business is selling sites, setting people up in business so that they can own a ZAMZOO site. Now, when you sell a site, you first come in to business as what's called an associate referral. An associate referral is very simple with those two words, associate referral. The same way like when you refer somebody to cable, sometimes, you know, they give you a little referral fee for, you know, suggesting three of your friends or whatever, you know, sign up and get cable because you got cable. Or you've seen these different programs where they have that. Well, we have the same thing. As an associate referral, you basically, you refer people And we do is we take them through what we call our test drive system. Our test drive system is basically very similar to if you went out to buy a car. If you went out to buy a car, you don't want to see a video of the car. You don't want to see a picture of the car. You want to put the keys in the car, drive it, test drive it. You know, you want to see what it feels like on the road. Well, what we do is we have a test drive where we take people through the actual product so that they can see how it works, know what the cash back is, what the commission is, what the products are, how it works, how long it takes to get shipped. Because people are visual. They need to be able to see it. I always tell people, I can show it to you better than I can tell you. And so, again, as you're listening to this show today, you know, if anybody out there is interested, you know, from coming to this page, you know how to get in touch with us and just, you know, leave us a message or click on here and, you know, we'll schedule a time to get you set up for a test drive. Test drive takes 15 minutes of your time in front of your computer, and then you'll be able to see the whole, as they say, kit, can, and caboodle, or whatever that phrase is. You're out there, those of you out there in cyberspace radio land, you know what I'm talking about. But you'll be able to see the whole picture. And then from there, it's easier to make a business decision about getting involved in our business and taking advantage of the ZamZoo opportunity. You also can go to www.zamzutv.com to see a presentation on the product and owning the product and the features of the product and some of the niche stores that are featured in our mall. You also can go to ZamZoo, ZamZUTV.biz, to see a presentation on the marketing side. Now, as I said, you know, when you come in on the marketing side, you first come in as an associate referral. Once you've referred three people who have purchased sites, then you have the opportunity to become a marketing rep. For each one of those people that purchase a site, you'll earn $25. Well, that doesn't seem like a lot of money, I know. $75, but remember, all you did was refer them. You know, we took them through the test drive. We showed them the product. They decided they liked it. They bought it. They came on board. You make $75. Then you become what's called a marketing representative. Now, this is where things start to speed up. You sell or help bring in three more people, and that's going to complete what's called your first team, and you'll go to something that's called a power team, which I don't have a lot of time to explain today on the different levels. But let's just go through this. I just want to go through this first level. You bring on three more people, and then if you bring on another three in 14 days, now what happens? Suppose you're just getting $25 per one of those people that come on. After that second three, it goes up to 50. But also you get what's called a fast start bonus, and you'll make $1,800 off of those other six people coming into the business if you do that in a 14-day period. Yes, $1,800 in 14 days. That is the wave that we're putting people in front of. So some of you out there listening, if you need to make $1,800 before the month of March is out, because we're not even halfway through this month, if you got some bills out there, and you need to make $1,800, and if you're coachable, and that's why, again, I play the thing on peer coaching, if you're coachable, which is very important, if you come into business and you're able to follow instructions and run with the system that we have, then we can help you with making $1,800 in a 14-day sprint. And then from there, you'll be positioned in your power team. And then every time you bring on three new people, not you, just you and your team, you'll get a $250 bonus, plus you'll earn $50 on each one of those people that sign up. And each one of those that sign up, in order for them to get to their power team, they have to bring in six other people, which would be on your power team, and then we get them to their power team. And the cycle just duplicates and duplicates and duplicates and duplicates. Once you have 50 people in your power team, you get a $5,000 bonus. And I'm just going to stop right there because there's so much I could share with you about this compensation plan, but I don't want to put out a lot of large numbers without, you know, having a chance for people to actually have a, we call it a test drive and walk through things. But every time 50 people come into your power team, you get a $5,000 bonus. Now, you might say, well, wow, are people getting that? Yes, people are hitting that every day in this business across the country. One lady down in Dallas, Texas, Ms. Deborah Abakoye, she has taken, she's from Nigeria, and every time she gets a bonus, she's doing something special. So far, she has built 3 water wells back home in her country, in her village in Nigeria. She's taking her money that she's earning in this business and being a blessing to someone else. And I mean, and that's what this whole thing is about. You're able to make money, and you're also able, if you choose to or would like to, you can be a blessing to other people. Remember my wife's goal here for where we're at, this thing with these high utility rates. And one of the things we're working towards as we hit our bonuses is being able to help some people, bless some people by being able to pay some people's light bills. Because seniors here are really where we live at, in this place called Rocky Mount, North Carolina, the 9th poorest city in America, the highest unemployment in the state of North Carolina, and the highest utility bills. And, you know, so there's a lot of suffering going on. So, you know, you can find a worthwhile cause out there, too, for whatever it is that you want to do with your business. And, again, whether you get involved with us or not, the thing is, be a blessing to somebody. But one of the things that's happening here in this ZAMZOO business is that people are earning the kind of money that they're able to go out here and able to bless other people. They're not just making money to go buy Mercedes and Bentleys. And, you know, people are buying some of those material things, but they also are blessing people in the community through their ZAMZOO business. So, you know, today I want you to stop, take your time, and I want you to think about the following. Do you want to learn how to get paid from something you already do? You shop. Do you want to get paid for doing your shopping? If your answer to that is yes, then you need to email us. You can email us at the, T-H-E-M-U, group, G-R-O-U-P, at movements, that's M-O-V like in Victor, M-O-V-E, M-E-N-T-S-U-N-L-I-M-I-T-E-D, the M-U group at movementsunlimited.com. Send us an email, and we will hook you up with a test drive so you can learn how to get paid from something you already do. Now, I always say this in a joking manner, and I hope I don't offend anybody, you know, because I'm not about offending people. But I always say this in a joking manner. I hope you buy toilet paper, you know, and I say that jokingly, you know what I mean, because I know you buy toilet paper. You know, the days of when I was growing up, you know, going to visit, you know, people in rural area Virginia and using the Sears catalog book in the outhouse, them days are gone. Most people do have toilet paper. Most people are not using outhouses anymore. Just told on my age a little bit there. But anyway, you can buy your toilet paper online, and now every time you use toilet paper, you could be paying yourself for using your own toilet paper by buying it online and getting cash back and getting commissions on those products. Every time you buy your pine saw for cleaning your house, you can buy it online through your own mall and get cash back. You literally can just about everything that you purchase right now, you can begin to purchase for yourself. That's why I say it is the MLM mall of doing it all. Why sell one product when you can sell them all? And we're winding down. We have about 40 seconds left. And I just want to thank people who are listening to this, whether you're listening to it live on your computer right now, or whether you pull us up later on in the archives. We want to thank you. This has been Home-Based Business 101. Check the schedule. We're going to have an exciting lineup for this week. Some of the people that are part of my business team will be coming on and doing some shows this week on this platform and network and sharing with you some information about ZAMZOO. So until next time, ZAMZOO to you, and have a great, great day. May God bless you. And may you have all of the things and all of the good things of the desires of your heart. Peace.